In this tutorial, we will review the basic setup of the Medicare Wellness Template. According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the Medicare Wellness Visit is also known as the Initial Preventative Physical Examination, or IPPE. The goals of the IPPE are to promote healthy living and to maintain disease detection and prevention. The Medicare Wellness Visit is simply a screening visit. Therefore, the wellness template has a very limited exam section and no review of systems area. Each individual provider has the ability to modify their Medicare wellness template with additional information in the exam and ROS areas if necessary. You can access the CMS website for information on additional evaluation and management services and billing information. Once a user has installed the Medicare Wellness Template, they will be able to access it from the Problems list when setting up a patient's progress note. When the Problem Template list pop-up appears, select the Medicare Well Visit option. Once the template is pulled into the patient's progress note, you should begin by selecting the type of visit in the History of Present Illness section. As is with all MedEnt templates, blue diamond icons act as free text components. When clicked on, these will prompt text boxes to appear where the provider can free text any necessary information. Similarly, all of the red diamond icons in the template will act as selection components. When red diamond icons are clicked on, a selection pop-up will appear and provide options to appropriately answer the respective criteria. Click the red diamond component on the right side of the type of visit label to select the appropriate Medicare visit type from the specific patient. When the type of visit pop-up appears, you will notice three unique visit types. The IPPE, Welcome to Medicare visit, should be selected for any patient that is being seen within the first 12 months of their Medicare coverage. The Annual Wellness Visit Initial type should be selected for any patient who is being seen during their second year of Medicare coverage. Finally, any visit after the patient's first 2 years of Medicare coverage should be answered with the Annual Wellness Visit type. The following selections in the HPI section allow the provider to evaluate the patient's potential risk factors. All of the interactive diamond components should be reviewed with the patient and filled out accordingly. Once you have reviewed all of the HPI components, you should complete the PHQ2 with the patient. This patient health questionnaire functions as a pre-screening for depression. You can click the checkboxes to record the patient's given answers. Patients with a total score greater than 2 should be further evaluated with the PHQ-9 to determine whether they meet criteria for a depressive disorder. Below the PHQ-2, you will notice a button labeled Action Item. Clicking the Action Item button will allow the provider to document any information that may dictate a follow-up evaluation. As is stated, this should be based on information provided in the patient's history and any positive responses to the screening questions. Using the Blue Diamond free text components will enable the provider to document information about their evaluation and referrals based on the screening, along with any appointment information. Using the Blue Diamond free text components will enable the provider to document information about their evaluation and referrals. Using the Blue Diamond free text components will enable the provider to document information about their evaluation and referrals based on the screening. Using the Blue Diamond free text components will enable the provider to document information about Using the Blue Diamond free text components will enable the provider to document information about their evaluation and referral based on the screening. Using the Blue Diamond free text components will enable the provider to document information about their evaluation and referrals based on the screening, along with any appointment information, such as scheduled dates and referring provider information. The provider can also record any additional notes that may be necessary for a referral visit. If a provider determines that the patient should be referred to multiple providers, you can click the Items button to add another link. If a provider determines that the patient should be referred to multiple providers or specialists, you can click the Items button to add another line of free text components. As you continue to scroll through the template, you will notice that the exam section is very brief. The default exam section will simply evaluate if the patient has difficulty standing from a seated position. As mentioned earlier, each provider can modify this area with additional items if necessary. Below the exam section, you will notice the Medicare IPPE EKG button. If the patient is within the first 12 months of their Medicare coverage, and the IPPE, Welcome to Medicare visit type, was selected in the HPI section, an EKG is required. Clicking the EKG button will enable the provider to document the patient's EKG results. The advanced care section below is also required for all patients who are being seen for their IPPE Welcome to Medicare visit. All of the questions in this section should be answered accordingly for any first-time Medicare patients. On the button line below the advanced care section are several buttons that are important for meeting the specific requirements of a patient. On the button line below the advanced care section are several buttons that are important for meeting the specific requirements of a patient's initial preventative physical exam. The preventative screen button, will allow the provider to review the patient's status for several common disease prevention screenings. When this button is clicked on, a pop-up will appear that will prompt you to select the patient's gender. In addition to several mutually preventative screenings, the preventative screening section for female patients will include areas to record information for a screening pap and pelvic exam, as well as a screening mammogram. A male patient's preventative screening section. A male patient's preventative screen section will additionally include an area for a prostate cancer screening. From left to right, the preventative screening section will display the type of screen and the frequency in which it should be performed, a description of the Medicare coverage, and areas to document any of the patient's previous screenings and any scheduled future screenings. The blue diamonds in this section The blue diamond free text components in this section will allow the provider to fill in the patient's specific screening information. The blue diamond free text components will allow the provider to fill in the patient's specific screening information. If your office does these preventative screens via orders and/or prescriptions, a disease management report can be run to pull this. The DMHM report will not be displayed directly in this section, but the report results can be placed on the sidebar so that information could easily be transferred into the note if necessary. The Medicare counseling button will display several counseling services that may be necessary for some patients. Medicare does allow billing for some counseling services, and this template includes three specific counseling services as well as an other option if additional counseling services are needed. Above the diagnosis selection and CPT selection buttons are document links to the Mini Mental State Exam and the PHQ-9. Also known as the depression screening. Both of these documents have scoring totals that will adjust as checkboxes are. As mentioned earlier, if a patient screened positive on the PHQ-2, the provider should further evaluate the patient using the PHQ-9 depression screening. Also above the diagnosis and CPT selection buttons are the fall risk assessment and the health risk assessment master documents. These documents do not have scoring totals and act simply as informational assessments. These documents do not have scoring totals and act simply as informational assessments. Finally, when you have completed the patient's Medicare wellness visit, the template's chief complaint, history of present illness, action items, advanced care planning, and the preventative screening and Medicare counseling information will be added into a follow-up on the previous Medicare note so that the provider can make any necessary adjustments to these pertinent areas. As mentioned earlier, it is important that your office review the CMS website for additional information about all of Medicare's coverage options, as well as common sets of codes used for billing services. This concludes the Medicare Wellness Template Overview video tutorial. This concludes the Medicare Wellness Template Overview video tutorial.